Welcome to the best 5-Minute Wine Podcast with Forrest Kelly.
One of my proudest moments was performing the show at Caroline's on Broadway in New York City, which is an iconic comedy club. You know, they had never done anything like this before, because when you come to my show and you sit down, you've got a placemat in front of you with wine glasses and tastings, just like if you were going to a winery. I open up with some comedy, we do some wine tastings, we play some games, and in the end, we all feel really good, I'm telling you.
Well, now tell me about the wine tastings at Caesars Atlantic City and HBO Women in Comedy Festival.
Yeah, those are great because those are large format venues where you can really, you know, reach a lot of people and kind of just introduce to maybe an audience that isn't a super wine savvy audience, right? But people that like to drink wine, but, you know, they'll come up to me and say, I don't really know a lot about wine, but I know what I like. And what I teach people through the course of the show is that it's all about trusting your own taste. And I give you some tools so that you can ask for what you want at a restaurant or a wine store with, you know, the terms that your server or your wine store rep is going to understand. We laugh about the silly things we do in the wine industry, like forever swirling and, you know, sniffing. And why do we do this? And why does it seem so pretentious? So all of it is fair game to be made fun of. I love the, you know, the casinos, and the HBO Women in Comedy Festival was just such an honor because there were so many great comedians. But we took over a Boston theater and did the wine comedy show with a wine intermission. And during that intermission, I challenged everybody to try as many wines as possible, and they rose to the occasion. So it's just such a great way to reach people that maybe already love wine, or people who are just kind of lightly into it, and just bring them into the fold and realize, you know what? This is a lot more fun than you think. TheWineCoach.com. You can click on events. You can see any of my upcoming shows, tours, any of the things I'm doing there. You can click on podcasts. I have a weekly podcast called The Sipping Point, where I interview chefs, winemakers, and all kinds of amazing culinary people. You can access that there. You can sign up for my newsletter, and all kinds of great wine articles out there just to learn more and have more fun with wine.
Okay, so when you're doing these events, like, you know, the wine tasting, you know, whether it be the HBO Festival or Caesars Atlantic City, or, you know, just your local ones or wherever, even on a cruise, is there a standard heckler question that somebody wants to take a run at you?
You know, I don't get a lot of hecklers. I mean, you know, people like to be part of the show. So what I've done is there are several opportunities during the show for people to come up on stage. You know what? Usually the hecklers are just people that want attention. Let's just face it, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I have already built into my show opportunities for people to come up, and we get our drinking names on. I won't give that away, but that's a really fun time. And they're different than your real name. People come up, and I have a game called the Cork Dork Challenge. You know, that's what they call us wine geeks, cork dorks. So we have a little game show that we play, and other opportunities for people to come up on stage. So if I see somebody who might even resemble a heckler, I'll just bring them right up on stage and make them part of the show, because you know what? People are in a good mood when they have four wine tastings in front of them.
Has there been a funny wine snob gets humbled kind of moment?
Absolutely. I have a fun little segment of the show where we talk about how smelling is so important to the wine tasting process. And I have a smell challenge. And sometimes people think they are maybe far more in tune with their smelling abilities than they are. So that's a great one for people who have brought their wine snob with them. Send them up to me, and we see if they can identify blindfolded different things that I put under their nose. No, these are just common everyday things you might come across. So, yeah. You know, this is why chefs and gardeners and people in the perfume industry are always great wine tasters, because they are really in tune with what they're smelling. But it's not an innate ability that, you know, only these kinds of people and somms have. It's just more of training your nose and being in touch with it and doing it over and over again. So I always joke with people, you know, you want to build up your smell vocabulary, and it's kind of training your brain what things smell like. And you can do that, but just going to the grocery store and just smell everything in sight. It's 100% free, and no one can stop you. Go through the produce section, the fruit, all of it.